A coroner's investigation into the death of 31-year-old Melbourne man Lee Apel has highlighted the risks medical tourists are taking with the vastly different standards of care in other countries. It might be cheaper, but the peak body of plastic surgeons is asking people, just how much is your life worth? Sarah Farnsworth reports.
Grace Westworth kisses a photo of her son every morning.
This has given me a bit of a closure, but I'll think about him every day. I'll grieve for him till the day I die.
It's been 3 years since Lee Apel died. Now she has a full understanding of why that happened.
Knowing this now, I wouldn't risk it. I wouldn't want anyone else to risk it.
A coroner's investigation into the 31-year-old's extreme makeover in Malaysia has highlighted the stark differences in medical care that people are risking in the pursuit of beauty at a cheap price. Mr. Apel had a 360-degree tummy tuck, extensive liposuction, an upper eye lift, a chin tuck, a thigh lift, chest sculpting and lip filler during 2 marathon surgeries. The president of the Australian Society of Plastic Surgeons, Professor Mark Ashton, reviewed his treatment for the coroner.
Lee was significantly overweight. His weight was over 124 kilograms. He also had travelled from Australia on a long flight. And then they combined all sorts of different procedures together. So the first operation lasted over 10 hours, and then 5 days later he had another operation lasting 4 hours. Grossly inadequate and not of the standard of care of what we would have in Australia.
Professor Ashton said he also wasn't given enough anti-blood clotting medication, and when his wounds repeatedly burst open, he wasn't hospitalised, as is Australian practice. Grace Westworth was the one to pick her son up from the airport.
He came off that plane in a wheelchair. I couldn't believe it. He had dark sunglasses on and he couldn't move. He goes, I'm in so much pain, I can't even describe the pain, Mum.
Less than 24 hours later, he collapsed at home and died. Professor Ashton again.
You pretty much are taking a bet, because when you go to these clinics, they all look professional. And if you try and research the standard of care, the training, the expertise that they have, it's very difficult to find that out.
Medical negligence lawyer Emily Hart pushed for the coroner's review on behalf of the family.
I don't think people understand that you're getting what you pay for. The cost is much cheaper, and there is a reason that the cost is cheaper. My feeling is that these companies are putting profit over patient safety.
So even if you see, say, on the packages that are advertised, oh, this doctor's trained in Australia, he's a proper surgeon, that's not enough?
Look, I don't believe it is. The websites talk about international standards, but what is an international standard?
Mr. Apel's bundle surgery package cost him a third of what it would have in Australia.
If people are insisting on going overseas to have these medical procedures, what is your message to them?
Don't.
Professor Mark Ashton from the Australian Society of Plastic Surgeons, ending that report by Sarah Farnsworth.